Would you like a special Peace Out episode that won't be available here, sent right to you? A special episode with a greeting made just for you? I'm doing a fundraiser for my yoga teacher training, and we'll be sending these stories out to those who donate. I'd really appreciate it if you took a minute to check out the GoFundMe link in the episode description to read about why I'm doing this. Thank you. Today we're going on another space adventure. You can go back and listen to episode 1 from the season on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to Peace Out so you don't miss any of our episodes. For more information, check out our website, peaceoutpodcast.com. Enjoy!
Peace out.
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 Salut! Je m'appelle Chanel et je suis Canadien et je parle un peu de français. Aujourd'hui, nous allons visiter Pluto. Mais maintenant, Pluto n'est pas une planète. C'est une dwarf planète. So today's episode is called Petite Pluto. But our adventure today won't be petite. I mean, small. So let's go. We're going to start by sitting on the ground in whatever position is comfortable for you. Cross-legged, legs to one side, legs out, whatever feels best to you. Then close your eyes. Imagine that you're looking in a mirror. You see your face looking back at you. On your head, you're wearing a space helmet, and your spacesuit covers your body. What color is it today? Give yourself a thumbs up in the mirror, and keeping your eyes closed, imagine that you are now walking down a long, white hallway. The floors are gleaming, and on the walls are big paintings with gold frames. In each frame, there is a portrait of other astronauts that have gone into space before you. Give them each a nod as you pass, a silent salute of gratitude to those brave trailblazers that made it possible for you to do this today. Can you think of anyone in your life that has been a trailblazer for you? Someone like a big brother or sister or friend that tried something first that made it a bit easier for you to try too? We all have someone who came before us, who worked and did things that made it easier for us to move forward. Let's think of at least one trailblazer in our lives and give them a silent nod of gratitude, of thanks now. If you can't think of a specific person, that's okay. Just having some thankful thoughts in your heart and mind is enough. You're now getting closer to the door at the end of the hallway with each step. And now you've passed through onto a platform. Directly in front of you is an enormous spaceship. On either side of you, there are crowds of people cheering and clapping and smiling at you. They're the ground control that will be at the computers and station on Earth, who will be making sure you're safe when you're up in space. You keep walking past them in your heavy moon boots, giving some high fives as you get closer and closer to the spaceship. Here you are. It's time to board the spaceship called the Star Bouncer. Are you ready? Keep your eyes closed and turn your head to one side slowly, stopping before it gets uncomfortable. You lift your hand to give one last wave to that side of the crowd. Now look forward again. Now you turn your head gently to the other side and give that part of the crowd a wave. And now look forward again. You're now in the captain's chair. The Star Bouncer is going to go up into space, so you'll need to lie down now so you're facing forward, which is up. Now that you're lying down on the floor, buckle your seatbelt, close your eyes again, Take a deep breath in, 1, 2, 3, and let it out, 3, 2, 1. One more time, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and out, 3, 2, 1. In front of you is a whole panel of buttons and screens, all lighting up. What color are the buttons? Pick 2 of them to press now. Oh, good, you chose the right ones. Phew! Okay, in your earpiece, you hear ground control talking to you. Getting ready for liftoff. While they do the calm down countdown, keep taking deep breaths in and out. Try to draw them out slowly so you're taking a lot of clean, fresh air in and breathe out slowly. Let's try a couple now. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out.
Get ready for the calm down countdown to lift off. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Take a look out your window. It's space. It's all dark out there now. And there's Pluto. Pluto used to be the 9th planet of our solar system, but now it's considered a dwarf planet. We don't know much about it, but astronomers know that it's very, very cold there and seems to be covered with ice. Even though the star bouncer has heating, it does feel a little cold now. Give yourself a hug by wrapping your arms around yourself. Bend your knees and plant your feet on the ground. Squeeze yourself tight. And now open your arms out wide, stretching your arms so that your fingertips are as far away from your body as you can reach. And now bring them back into a hug. Let's do this again. And this time, when you reach your arms out to the side, breathe out. Right now, keep hugging yourself and take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. And now arms out and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Hug yourself and breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Reach out and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Hug and breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Reach out and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. One more big hug for yourself now. Perfect. Let's shake out our arms now. After that long flight, we'll need to stretch our legs. Stretch them out in front of you. Wiggle them back and forth. Good. Now bring your knees up to your chest. We don't want to leave our legs out, so let's give them a hug now too. Did you know that Pluto spins backwards, going east to west every 6 to 9 hours? Let's sit up and gently rock ourselves around in a circle now. Keep hugging your knees, lift your feet slightly off the ground, and rock yourself around and around in a slow circle. Great. Now let's rock the other way. Put your feet back on the ground, release your knees, and stretch out again if you'd like. Okay, let's rest now. We're doing something new this season and asking you, our listeners, to send in recordings or drawings of your safe space or happy space or calm space to peaceout@bedtime.fm so that we can share it with others here in an episode or on our social media. We hope that you have a space where you feel safe and happy and calm, and we hope that it encourages other children to think about where they feel safe and happy and calm, so that they can go there whenever they need it. Today we have Asher from New Zealand and our very own Amy from Storytime Podcast sharing their safe spaces.
Hello, my name is Asher and I'm from New Zealand. And my happy place is Motat, the Transport Museum. And my calm place is at school and meditation time. And my safe place is home because I've got a roof protecting me from the rain. And my family and fun are all around me and I love them and they love me too.
I love how you had a space to feel calm, a space for safe, and a space for happy. That's very special. I also love how your school does meditation time. That is really amazing. Your family sounds awesome, and I'm glad that you love yourself too. That's important. Here's Amy from Bedtime FM, sharing her calm space.
Kia ora, my name's Amy, and I help read some of the stories on Bedtime FM's Storytime podcast. I feel happy and calm when surrounded by lush green grass, flowers and trees. It might be a big park or just my own little garden, anywhere I can hear the birds and take in the sights, sounds and feel of nature.
Thank you so much, Amy. We're going to do one more thing. This is something I loved to do when I was a kid, and I bet many of you have done this before too. But you're going to need a lot of space, so make sure the floor is clear and that you are far away from bumping into other people or things. We're going to stand up and spin around. Let's stand up now. Make sure your eyes are open and you're standing in a place with a lot of room. And when you're ready, you can start carefully spinning around like a planet, though much, much faster. Start off slowly and go a little faster. Only to the speed where you can do it without bumping into anything or anyone. Okay, now quickly but carefully, lie down on the ground and close your eyes right away. Do you feel your head spinning? Does it feel like your body is still spinning? Let's just spend a moment here, focused on that feeling. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. One more time, breathe in and out. Hopefully you're feeling more still now after lying down for a bit. You can keep lying down after we're done if you need to. We're back in the Star Bouncer now, about to travel to our next adventure in space. Next time, we're going to talk about the three states of matter. Can you name all three? Thank you for being here today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on Apple Podcasts or on your podcast app. If you want to share where or who your safe, calm, or happy space is, send us a message on our Facebook page at Bedtime FM or Twitter at Peace Out Podcast, or email us at peaceout@bedtime.fm.